Now, coming up in a few minutes, I'll be joined by Dr. Stephen Luchek, and he's with the Dublin Language Garden in Trinity College. Okay, how are you, Stephen? How are you?
I'm doing well, Noel. Thanks for having me.
Okay, this Language Garden, tell us about it. It's intriguing. Is this a new initiative?
We've been running the Dublin Language Garden now for 3 years. This is about our fourth year. Basically, we take the idea of a garden, the things that grow in a garden, and use that as a metaphor for language. So language grows, language evolves. You can plant seeds of language, say like in the Romance languages. Latin is very much a seed in French and German, in Spanish and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So we take that as a jumping off point for this this whole metaphor of language in the garden. So there's trees and people hang their first word or their child's first word on that. But we also have a bit of fun too. So we have different language games. There are board games, there are puzzles. There's a jigsaw puzzle, there's a crossword puzzle. All based around language and how language works together.
Is this a garden that's put together just for the night? Is it all there all the time? Is it stable?
No, we put it up. We start putting up this morning, and we strike it then in the evening.
Okay, it sounds intriguing. I'm just wondering about, for instance, when you say like what it's a metaphor for. But it, different languages obviously will come into the equation. Languages from all over the world.
Absolutely.
That's down there in Trinity College. But is there any slang words come into it? Because something funny comes into my mind as I even say that.
Yeah, actually, we have one specific event or game based around slang language. So it's a crossword puzzle of teenage slang words, mm-hmm. and it'll be interesting to see. I've tried to do a few of the clues, and a lot of it's lost on me as well. So some of our younger researchers are more clued into the way the kids speak these days, and
mm-hmm.
They're the real language innovators and the people who try new things and. You know, make things stick.
I suppose or the Irish language will play a big part in this as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a presentation on old Irish poetry, and we have representatives from the Auber Project, which is a project in Trinity College that uses speech synthesis technology to promote the Irish language.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was talking about, so for instance, slang, didn't really mean too much of slang, but maybe the way people enunciate the words, sometimes people hard. What I was thinking of is, I remember a teacher, I was on holidays in Spain once, and someone mm-hmm. was teaching kids, and he was sort of saying, if you want to go and get the bus,
yeah.
And the kids kept saying, bus, what's a bus? Or the ice, what's the ice?
Right.
As it stretches, listening to the guy, does that come into it as well? The way people actually say the words, and from different parts of the country, of course, they differ.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our featured researchers is Cahal Quinn. He's at the Lear Academy. And what he's presenting on is, he's a dialect coach. So he works with actors in TV, movies, and the stage. He's well known for his work in the movie Albert Nobbs or Love Hate. He's he helps the lads. Like if you ever hear Tom Lawlor Vaughn talk about anything other than you know when he's mm. in character,
yeah.
he's very much a different sounding sort of lad than Nidge.
I was glad you mentioned them two programs and you didn't sort of say Far and Away with Tom Cruise.
No, there's some dreadful stuff out there. Love Rosie, for example.
In the old days.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
There can be really bad dialect coaching, but then there are some people who really take pride in it.
And has it evolved over the 4 years and changed? People coming up with suggestions and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. When we started off, I think we only had two lecturers in Trinity giving presentations and then some students talking about their own work. And this year, we've such a chock-a-block program of events, we've had to cut things at the last minute.
So you'll be running down there now. You're on from 5 until 10:30, and I believe that it changes. I'm just looking at the leaflet, and then at the back of it, the night garden. So before I let you go, give us a little bit about that. How does it change, and what time does it change at the to do with the night garden?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Noel. After 9 o'clock is the watershed, so we start talking about some very interesting aspects of language, the taboo aspects. So we have people coming on to talk about offensive language, what the basis is in different languages. Say it might be bodily functions,
mm-hmm.
or it could be your family members. So there are all these different ways that languages, they all have offensive language,
mm-hmm.
but the basis for it can be very different, and it's funny how they all work together. And we've also got someone talking about Irish Sign Language and how Irish Sign Language gets across offensive terms and insults and that sort of thing, as well as Frankie Gaffney is coming on to talk about Dublin 7, which is his latest novel, which is, like you say, it's very much rooted in Dublin vernacular, Dublin slang. Mm-hmm. It's very real, very very gritty, one of these.
So there's a lot to be learned there tonight at the garden, the language garden. Because I'm just thinking, as well as we speak, that even without meaning to, the words with different meaning, for instance, I always remember, for instance, Fanny in America has a different meaning to here, or if you offer someone... kind of give you a ride, you know, in America, it has a different meaning to here.
Sidewalk,
yeah, the pavement. He's trying to get me to change what I'm asking, but do you know what I'm getting at anyway?
Yeah, absolutely.
No one's going to be offended if you ask them, do you want to walk on the sidewalk?
if you offer none a ride, make it a different look.
That's what I mean, yeah. If you ask an American girl, does she want to ride home? Yeah. So that's what I mean. Does that come into it in the night garden or the day garden?
Yeah, no, absolutely. In the night garden in particular, we talk about shades of meaning and how a very innocent conversation in one part of the world using the same language is completely different in another.
Yeah, because I've got to say something else. So probably Paul will slap you on the back of the head, and I know it's early in the evening. I hope I don't want to offend anyone, and if I do, I apologise before. But I remember sitting in a cinema as a very young guy watching a movie which John Wayne called Cahill or something mm-hmm. like that. And he says to a guy playing Billy the Kid, "You bollocks that up, kid." And the whole cinema went, you know, and I remember going to trying to find out what the hell was John Wayne is cursing and all, but then no, it means just you made a mistake in America.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So anyway, this is the fun you're going to have tonight. I'm just giving an example of the type of things that people learn, and that's the way it is. And I suppose I'm talking about that in Ireland and Dublin, but I imagine in Spain, America, or Germany, or wherever it may be, they have their variations on the same themes.
Absolutely, yeah. Language is universal. We all use it in one way or another.
Okay.
So,
I ask you what you do in Trinity College yourself before I let you go as well?
Sure, yeah. I'm a postdoctoral researcher in language, so I work with a European project that looks at attitudes towards multilingual cities and multinationalism, and we're measuring how people are open to new ideas in the new Europe.
Is there a particular language that's the hardest to learn from, say, from A down to C or whatever? What's the hardest and the easiest?
Well, I mean, as a recent Irish learner, I can say Irish is very different from languages I've learned. If you stay in the same language family, you're usually okay. So I learned French from an early age, and so Italian came pretty quickly, and Spanish.
Okay, it's coming near 5 o'clock, Stephen, so thank you very much, and I might drop down to the night garden later on if you have any interesting aspect on that. Thank you very much, and that's Dr. Stephen Luchek, Dublin Language Garden there, lecturer in Trinity College. Thank you very much, Stephen.